Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Wow. Hey everyone, what's going on? It's Thursday, May 17th. I'm so excited because tomorrow's Friday. And I get to drink. Yes, that's right. I said it. I have an alcoholic problem. But that's okay because so do my co-hosts, Jeff and yeah. Karen and Katrina. God, we're the biggest drunks this side of AM radio.
You're hilarious, Michael J.
I do what I can.
We are some drinkers. Karen. Yes?
I'm being stalked by your crazy fans.
Ooh, we're trying. Love it.
You know I can't put it on blast like that.
Oh, text me.
We love them all. You should
be so lucky to be stalked by my crazy fans.
He should. We should.
Unless them motherfuckers are sending me a check, bitches, I got shit to do. I don't have time for your bullshit. I say that with love. With love.
Jeff, you know, I'm curious because we were talking about a certain baby bush on the show last night, and I understand that you were out trimming baby bushes today. I just was wondering how that all went down.
he's such a jokester, isn't he?
I'm sorry. What the hell just happened?
He wants to know about your baby bush.
Pay attention to the show and not the stalkers, okay? I said on last night's show, we were talking about a baby bush, and I understand that you went and trimmed a couple baby bushes today, and I was wondering how that all went down.
It wasn't no baby bush. It was a big motherfucker. It was like 6 foot.
Woo! That had to hurt.
Bitch, it wasn't a lot. Well, I guess it was a lot. It was my mother's bush. In her front yard, motherfucker. In her front yard, bitch.
Oh,
in her doorway. Her bush in her doorway.
And on my mother's person. It was not on my mother's person. It was the bush in her yard. It was a plant. Bitches.
I was going to say, you're disgusting.
Or no, he just kept digging that hole deeper and deeper, huh, Karen?
Y'all
like,
probably need the spirit of the Lord. You're a bunch
of nasty
bitches.
In my mother's front yard. In her front
yard. Seriously. Michael, I don't have the relationship with my mother that you do with yours, okay?
Listen, that's fresh. That's fresh.
That's the truth, bitch. That's what's up.
Look. Good times, good times. So, what do we all do on our lovely Thursday, kids? I know I was in some motorcycle training and my neck hurts because I spent so many time bent over looking at an exhaust, but that's a boring answer. Save that for later.
That's what they call it these days.
That is
you
what
know,
they call
it. Let me tell you, this Thursday for me was filled with sadness because Miss Donna Summer passed away. So it was such a sad, I just was so shocked, you know, because I guess we didn't know she was battling cancer, and we didn't know. So it's like you wake up in the morning and, I'm addicted to the news. I turn on the news, and here I'm, like, looking at her picture. I'm like, what's up with her? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So it was such a sad thing. I think it just took everybody by surprise.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wasn't the only one, right? Like, they didn't announce that she was sick, right?
No, she kept it a secret. They said that, you know, it was her choice, but she contracted, you know, lung cancer, and it had been a secret for quite a while, but it was a quick thing. Like, she got, you know, she found out she had it, and she died very quickly after finding out.
Did you read? I read an article. I don't remember where it was now. Just mm-hmm. A little bit ago, because I all day I've been, like, chomping at the bit to actually – go read. And it said that she believed she got this cancer from inhaling all the stuff from 9/11.
Yes. And TMZ
really?
Said they investigate. Yeah, because she was in New York at the time. And, you know, she said, she always said, I felt like that was what, you know, why I got it. Or that's what, because, you know, everyone has a cancer gene. It's just what happens to you that activates it, you know. So, yeah.
Well, they've been saying for years that, you know, with the amount of debris and everything that was thrown into the air when the towers came down, I mean, you were talking a mixture of you know, cement and all the, not to mention all the chemicals and steel that, you know, change states going from a solid to a liquid. I'm being all fancy with my scientific talk. Causing all those gases to be spewed and released into the atmosphere, you don't know what you could got have gotten get got it. You know what I mean?
No, but I mean, it was just, I mean, that's the thing. We'll never know the full effect of that day because that never happens. Like that type of explosion, the people who covered in dust. I mean, it was just like you said. There are thousands of chemicals, metals, materials, people, you know, bodies that were just turned into dust. I mean, it's a scary, scary thing that happened. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy that that's what she felt might have possibly done that. So, I don't know. I just miss her. And it's like, it's funny because I don't think any of us were born when her songs were really like, or if you were born, you were very young. It was like, her songs were like early 70s, early 80s. I mean, but it just goes to show you a hit song and how everyone knows. Like, I had people who were on my Facebook page that were probably like 18 years old. But you know, they weren't born then. So, but they were like, well, oh, it's so sad because her songs have you know, stood the test of time. Like, her songs are played in heavy rotation.
I am devastated that I will never now get to sing This Time I Know It's For Real with Miss Donna Summers, Will We Become Rich and Famous Again, because of the show. I actually had it on cassette single because I think it was like 87, 88, somewhere in there. Like, I just remember, not cassette single. It must have been a 45. I don't remember. No, I think it was a cassette single. I can't remember, but I still have it up in a box. Like, she was my homegirl. I was working hard for my money as a baby.
I know. It's just
right?
sad.
I love to love you, baby.
I know. I love this. Beep, beep. Hey, toot, toot. Like, I love that song. I just love that song. Like, that is, like, the funnest song. Like, I'm telling you, go to any, like, gay club, and they'll play that song eventually in the night. And it's like, everybody, like, runs to the dance floor. It's, like, the most amazing song.
If all of my CDs, like the ones that I like got through growing up, they were stolen when I was doing drag in Syracuse. Somebody busted into the car. It happened twice. Like they got bulk of them and then they got the rest of them, the cocksuckers. But I had like every one of her, you know, albums. So it was like devastating. Like I was such a freak fan for her when she came out and she, I can't remember if it was like a concert or whatever. I think it was in the 2000s, maybe the late 90s. And it was, like, on tape, and there was, like, the greatest hits. Like, oh, I was so in love with her. Like, I don't know what it was about her, but she just mesmerized me.
Right.
Did I say that right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
The queen. She was, like, the queen of her era. Like, no one could touch her. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, she blazed the path, especially for black women and for, you know, women in the singing industry. There are a lot of singers nowadays, Rihanna's and those kind of singers who, you know, definitely, I don't know that the hits and the money that was made off of her music showed that, you know, black women could be sexy. They could be, you know, they could have these songs. Her songs were very risque back in the 70s and 80s. Like, people were like, uh-oh, you know, she was singing about things
that
she sing about, yeah.
She would never sing, what was it, I Love to Love You Baby, right? That was the one that she said she'd never sing again?
Yeah.
Because, like, she was kind of stronghold into it or whatever? Is that the right one?
Yeah. And that song I love, because you know, like, Beyonce did her Nasty Girl or Naughty Girl song, and she basically took the whole Love to Love You Baby kind of thing, but I thought it was great. I love seeing her. Like, they'll show old footage. Like, they've been showing it all day, but I love seeing all the old footage where she's just, like, sexy mama, you know, and all the people in their 70s clothes. It's hilarious. But she was a queen of disco.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, Jeff wanted to dedicate the show to her, and I think that's, you know, a fitting way to do it. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, you know, speaking of explosions and intrusions and everything else, this this whole John Travolta thing, all right? Like, I know we're, like, beating a dead horse here, but...
I love it. I love every minute of it.
Listen,
well, honey, apparently he likes to beat things, you know. Well, he likes to beat meat anyways.
But, so, there's a new article that was, you know, going around today that alleges that John Travolta tried to pull a fast one on his Grease co-star, Jeff Conaway. This is all, you know... Yes. All, you know, circumstantial. And you guys know that Conaway died in 2011 from pneumonia at the age of 60. But here's the thing. Conway's widow, Vicki Lizzie, tells the National Enquirer that Travolta was staying over to their house in the 90s when he tried to give a sleeping Jeff Conaway oral sex in the early morning. Yeah. Here's what supposedly went down. And this is all in a note. The late Conaway allegedly said he was so dismayed to wake up and find his friend giving him oral sex that it ended his relationship with Travolta. Lizzie told the tabloid that Conaway made the claim in a suicide note after he left a letter and failed to kill himself in 2006. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
I mean.
Okay, I don't buy that for a minute.
Well, Jeff, before you get, you know, your heart, your cart before the horse, we obtained some audio from, you know, that.
Oh man, what are you
morning.
Doing?
Oh
like?
My
and
God, we did not. We allegedly.
We allegedly obtained some audio.
Karen, you know where this is
from
not
some
good.
Unnamed sources. Take a listen and you know, you make your own assumption of as to what went down.
Oh my God. Come on, buddy, baby.
Michael, where did you get this? I am shocked and appalled.
Listen, a true journalist never reveals their sources. I'm not like that asshole in the White House that gets the reporters killed over in Sudan, all right? Look.
Did you really just call the president an asshole?
I didn't say the president. I said those folks. I said those folks. Take with it what you want.
Oh, my gosh.
Good Lord, y'all can't appreciate good off-the-cuff, colorful humor. I'm telling you what.
Nothing's going to get me sued. I can't appreciate that. I have to draw the line somewhere, Mike J.
Well, okay, so here's the question. I mean, you know, we're all adults here. Has anyone ever been in the position to... you know, maybe wake up and find their Mr. Happy being pleasured by somebody else, you know? I mean, Karen, have you ever woke up and you know, maybe found your man's hand down in the down under?
We live together, so that would not be a violation. I'm just saying. But, no, I've never woke up and some strange guy or some, you know, friend of mine was trying, no thanks.
Well, okay, would you be, if you woke up and found, even if it was your man's hand, just down, like you're sleeping, all right, you're in a dead sleep, okay, and then you wake up to find, you know, something a little going on down there, you feel a little ticklish feeling, like, would you be shocked, like, you know?
Again, we live together, so we obviously have sexual relations, so
unless
no,
you're being
been
all political.
Laying next to me. No, I wouldn't be shocked. Now, if there
Listen,
was someone else in this house doing that, other than him, I'd be shocked.
Are you running for office or what?
I guess. I don't know. I don't
What's
know why all of a sudden
there?
I'm so prim and proper. that's the thing. Like, yesterday, you were trying to stump Jeff, and you were trying to, like, stump him with Baby Bush. And I was like, you got to say something that hits closer to home to where he'll get uncomfortable. For me, it's like, my man is here. If I woke up and my man was waking me up with some hanky-panky, I'd be happy. He'd be happy too. That I was happy and wasn't like, I'm sleeping, I got a headache.
Jeffrey, you ever woke up Joey in the morning with a little wet willy?
Well, I know you've done it to people that were unwilling.
Well,
let's talk about that for a minute,
you,
huh?
Michael. We need to redirect this question to you. Have you met somebody?
Yeah, he's like freaking
somebody.
Like, well, I mean, it happened to me by somebody that, I you know, it's kind of rape, to be honest. but Michael, I know, is guilty of this.
I will admit it. I am guilty of it. I didn't convince anyone to commit suicide, though.
You were like John Travolta and people? Like, you like doing that? You like to... Well, how
can
you...
Okay, we're going to call it now? The John Travolta?
You called the Mr. Travolta?
Oh, the trends we're starting on this show. And you're worried about me getting us through that. Now we're calling, you know, copping a feel on your buddy, the Travolta move.
Uh-huh. He pulled a Travolta.
I did.
So go ahead and tell us about this. Were they happy or were they, like, upset about it?
I think they were a little confused, to be honest with you, because they're
confused?
The look on his face was a little upsetting, but like I think he was confused because his Mr. Happy was happy.
Oh, was he a straight man? Was that why he was confused? Like he wasn't supposed to be happy, or I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, like we'll go with allegedly straight.
It's like one of those things.
It's like. Look, I don't know. Maybe I'm off on this one, but whether you're a gay dude or a straight dude or, you know, a dude that likes to fuck a pig, anytime someone's down there having a little fun with Mr. Happy, why are you going to turn it down? I mean, obviously, if you're turned on, you know, why?
Well, they're turned on because it started while they were sleeping. They didn't know.
That's not true. You could cause a person to be turned on, and it doesn't mean that that's what they want. It's just that's how the body reacts. So,
it happened to me, and I was fucking livid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was wasted one night, and this particular person, we went out to the club. I was wasted. I just came out of a relationship. I was kind of a mess, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up in the morning to this person on my junk.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still so drunk that I just kind of, you know, I let him finish, to be frank. and then once I kind of flipped out. But this was also a person that started going around telling everybody that we were dating, like, tricked me into going to, like, Christmas something at the family's house, and they're all like, oh, you're together? And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Like, not on my fucking worst day and your best buddy. Like, it will never fucking happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, I mean, it's fucked up. Like, it's not real cool.
Mm-hmm.
When people are, you know, bobbing on your fucking knob and you didn't ask them to.
Well,
yeah.
Look, I mean, I don't know if I would go as far as to say it's rape. I mean, that's kind of a bold statement. I mean,
you're doing something to somebody while they're incoherent or they do not know, and you're doing something against their will, especially if they wake up and they stop you. It's totally against their will. How is that not rape? Is that not the definition?
Well, look, it's not like I busted out the wizard stick and was ramming it places it shouldn't go.
Look, hey, I know the situation. I was present in there. Like, Mike, look, I'm not saying you raped this kid because it was pretty funny, especially for me. But I'm just saying.
I feel like after this show, Mike might have the cops, like, knocking on his door.
Karen, I was rooting for Mike. I really, really was. But, you know, there's... Okay, I'm totally... Joe's going to kill me. Let me make sure he's not listening.
Secrets and confessions.
Coming. Long as it ain't about me, keep it coming.
So, you know, Mike is obviously the best man in my wedding. Joe, I can't... I'm not going to say who, but Karen, I'll tell you later. So,
okay.
There was that one New Year's Eve where Mike hooked up with Joe's straight friend.
Uh-huh.
Well, this person is in the wedding on Joe's side. So I think it'll be really great TV if we kind of call this out on the reality show. We might have to blur out his face, but...
I was going to say, we can't out someone. We just can't. You guys can't.
It's not
can't
outing him because, look at, here's the thing. This
it is
Victoria.
Outing
no,
him.
No, 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 no.
It'll be all over the web.
Yeah, well, he is notorious for saying, I don't care, a little guy blow me, I don't care. And, like, one night proceeds to try to get Joe to do it. And then, like, was telling, I don't know, it was a very odd situation. And then it kind of happened. Then it was like, nah, dude, I don't know what happened. But you knew what you were doing because you don't, if, and then this is my thing. Like, you don't grab somebody's face and pull it to yours and start kissing them and reach your hand down their pants and feel nuts. If you're not into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little different from the other situation Michael was into.
Wow.
And this particular person instigated this. Like, he was the aggressor.
Oh.
And I've got pictures to prove it. And he had a little man syndrome, if you follow my drift. So I can't wait till you get here so I can show them to you.
Yeah, please, because I'm just going to be laughing under my breath the whole time.
Like,
that's
and you have to, like, zoom in on the camera to even see, you know.
Wow.
You fucked up, right?
It was pretty pathetic, to be honest with you. I mean,
I
the best part is Mike, okay, so Mike did it with this one kid, right? And the other kid that was in question that we were talking about that could be the rape story, that kid was there as well. And Mike wanted him the whole night, but he ended up with this other kid. Mike comes out of that room and without missing a beat looks at me. He's like, really? You had to stick me with the fat one? Karen,
wow.
I never laughed so hard in my life.
Oh, my God.
Then Mike's like,
oh
I just can't
God.
Be bothered. Did you see the size of that? He's like, no.
Look, I've seen freaking cashews that were bigger.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Poor person. Oh.
I mean, I'm saying, look, our friend Missy, her kid, it's like we nicknamed him Teabag and Hammy because his nuts are freaking so huge. His junk is bigger. And he's like,
oh. Wow.
Not that I'm looking at two-year-old junk. Just throwing that out there. Jeffrey told me he saw first.
No. Well, okay. You know, when you have a baby, like, we were all having a discussion because, you know, my friend was changing her kid's diaper, and she's like, dude, something's not right. Look at this. You know, we're like, what the fuck? It looked like the poor baby had elephantitis.
Mm-hmm.
You
well,
know,
he's
and his...
Just, he's
blessed. Right, well, no, his little baby balls covered up his butthole. So we caught, you know, we were like...
Oh, maybe something's wrong with him.
No, yeah, like, I mean, they were just, he looked like he had, yeah, so we're like, you know, he's teabagging Hammy because his butt, you know, they cover his asshole. It was real fucked up, but don't worry, it all grew out and it's okay now.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, maybe he just needed to grow into him, but.
Maybe,
oh,
right?
Exactly,
wow.
Exactly. But, you know, speaking of, porn and if it's legal and all that good stuff. We got an interesting story that came out of actually New York State that we're going to jump to a little bit later after the news break. But apparently, it's okay if you look at porn on your computer. Just you can't proactively save it. But we'll get there in a moment. First, we got to jump to the primetime update, and then I do believe Miss Karen has a report for us tonight. So
I do. My class report.
Absolutely. She did her homework. So let's head to the news, shall we, kids? If I can find my button. Oh, God, it went missing like that damn cashew. There it is.
She took it. Okay.
Well, it was a busy day on Wall Street. Facebook said on Thursday that it's pricing its initial public offering at $38 per share. The social networking company, which is expected to go public tomorrow under the ticker symbol FB, stands to reap $18.4 billion in the IPO. At $38 per share, the offering could reap a $16 billion windfall for Facebook and its selling shareholders. Facebook stock is expected to begin trading on the NASDAQ stock market on Friday under the ticker symbol FB. Whoops, I shot myself. At least that's what Joy Lowndes is saying when she fabricated a violent home invasion story Wednesday night and then shot herself twice as a cover-up. That's according to police in Tennessee. The 48-year-old Jefferson County woman apparently didn't think her false intruder story would check out. So she fired a .38-caliber handgun at her own leg and shoulder to make the scene, well, more believable. Finally tonight, talk about expensive taste. Police have waited nearly a week for 52-year-old Richard McKenzie Matthews to pass the 1.7-carat stone through his system. Yes, I am talking about his digestive system. Matthews is believed to have swallowed the diamond after switching it with a fake one at Precision Jewelers in Ontario. But that's not all. Sergeant Brett Corey told the Associated Press on Thursday that an X-ray showed a pair of fake diamonds stuck inside Matthews, although it couldn't detect the real diamond because it's translucent. He said Matthews has made numerous attempts to rid himself of the stolen object and is eager to see the ordeal pass. No pun intended. From the Primetime Update News Desk, I'm Mike J. Jeff and Karen, back to you.
Okay, we got problems.
What?
Yes.
It just so happened that Grey's Anatomy season finale is on right now, and there was a plane crash last week, and I need to fucking know. And people are posting stuff on Facebook that they totally didn't see it coming with a sad face, and I need to know. I'm going crazy.
You got a half an hour.
What, you going to, like, leave us now? Is that what you're basically...
No, I've got a DVR in, but I'm telling you, I'm dying on the inside. I keep telling her, tell me.
Is this, like, the season finale, and will they have another season, or is it just...
No, they're having another season. Desperate Housewives ended.
Oh, okay.
So you know, there's a few people, like Patrick Dempsey, who's been on the show forever, last summer said that he was not coming back after this current season, but then it was all, you know, the ploy to get more money or whatever, but a bunch of the characters, you know, that have been on the show since day one, their contracts are up.
Right.
So I'm assuming that it would be, you know, I thought they would end it on a cliffhanger, but apparently someone's dead.
Right.
Oh,
and I'm
well,
dying.
It's not him. He's still up and running around on my TV right now.
Shush, wait, no, stop it. Well, I'm just up here.
Oh,
my TV's not
my
on.
Oh, my gosh, Michael.
Oh, it just cuts a commercial. Sorry. Go ahead. I think it's time for the throwdown, unless you want to talk about the guy passing.
Oh, yeah, it's time for the throwdown. I gotta distract Jeffrey from killing you.
Oh, snap. You didn't know?
Whatever.
Ooh, I like that. Oh, snap. What? You didn't know? I didn't hear that last week. I don't know what I was listening to last week. But welcome to the
well,
Thursday's
this
rundown.
This is the licensed version that we can use legally.
Okay. Wow. Very cool, Mike J. Well, thank you. It's the Thursday throwdown. I know everybody's been waiting. I wanted to start the throwdown with, like, some shocking stuff. I mean, I think everybody's heard that Nick Stahl.
Dish.
Yeah, the actor. Huh?
Dish it.
I'm dishing. Nick Stahl, the actor from Terminator 3. Remember the guy? He played John Connor.
Oh, he's hot.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yes, yep. Very hot. Okay, he's missing. And his wife has said...
What?
Yes, he's missing. And people are looking for him. And a lot of people have been, you know, reporting that he has been going to Skid Row. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this, but you can Google Skid Row in Los Angeles. It is like the scariest thing known to man.
Karen, can we go?
Downtown L.A., huh?
Can we go?
No, I'll drive you through it, but I'm telling you, it's sad because it's like literally like three or four blocks and it's just homeless people. And it's all ages, it's families, it's kids, it's adults, people are crazy, people are walking down the street, like talking
Wait,
to themselves.
Wait, you think we could pick up a baby?
No, I said it's kids, it's babies, it's everything. And if you go through Skid Row at night, it's the saddest thing you'll ever know because there's, like, people are just sleeping on the sidewalk. You're seeing crack deals. You're seeing, you know, prostitutes. You're seeing all madness, like, life at its worst. is on this street, and it's kind of like they keep the homeless people kind of in this section. Needless to say, this guy, you know, the reports are that he's been frequenting Skid Row and he's got a drug problem. So they're looking for him and thinking, you know, well, he's been going there lately. You know, his wife's worried that maybe he's something bad has happened to him. So, whoo, that's a scary one, but, you
he
know.
He was just on that Dana Delaney show, The Body of Proof That I Love. He was just on it as a guest star. He was on, like, two or three episodes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so they're thinking he might have gotten himself into some trouble, but he's definitely missing, and it's just a sad situation. So that's kind of scary down here. Now, next, guys, I don't know if you know this, but TMZ reported today that the accusers, we talked about John Travolta a few seconds ago, the accuser number one and accuser number two are dropping their cases.
Shut up.
I am not lying. So now, of course, his attorney immediately issued a statement saying that we have not paid these people one red cent. Well, you tell me why all of a sudden they're dropping their case. And they're filing the paperwork to, you know, they fired the lawyer, they're ending the war, the whole shebang. So it's all about to go bye-bye. Interesting, huh? What do you
Oral
think?
Pleasure.
Did he pay them off?
Oral pleasure. He paid them off somehow.
Something, right? It just sounds so fishy. It just seems so fishy. But the other thing that was hilarious to me is that they were showing pictures. Everybody knows this week Britney Spears signed on for the X Factor. They were showing pictures of her all week because she was, you know, doing the whole press junket with Simon and Demi Lovato. And this is my thing. Like, a lot of stars are, like, outraged. They're like, how are Demi Lovato and Britney Spears going to judge a singing contest and neither one of them sing live?
Nice.
I said that too, damn it.
I know, you did say it, but, like, John Legend, all these singers are, like, going, I'm just kind of confused. You tell me. I know they need some ratings, and I know the show didn't do as good as it could have been. I get what Simon was trying to do. I think he's trying to make the show younger, and he wants the younger crowd to watch, you know. But I just think it's crazy. But anyway, they have these pictures, funny, funny pictures. You have to Google them, of Britney, and it's like they're all kind of, like, you know how they all stand there, and they're all kind of hugging, and they're like, yay, you know, we're going to be on the show. She looks so uncomfortable. Like, something is wrong with her. Like, Demi's smiling, Simon's smiling, L.A. Reid's smiling. Britney is, like, uncomfortable. Like, she's like, like, I don't know, guys. I think maybe it might be too much too fast, but it makes me want to watch. I'm going to watch the train wreck. She's gonna
I know, right?
I'm watching every episode. But I think it's sad. I mean, I don't know. I mean, would you, if you had, let's say you have someone famous, Jeff, Mike, and they offered them $15 million. And you know this problem has problems. Would you make them or say, no, you can pull it together, go work for $15 million? Would you make them go do it?
What kind of cut am I getting?
I think about it. Her husband and her dad are in charge of her money. They're her guardians.
Oh, hell yeah. Are you kidding me? Of course. Okay. If she was like my kid, I'd be like, if someone's offering them $15 million, I'd be like, get your ass to work. Get your ass to work.
Drug problems, mental problems and all, you'd make them go to work.
Look, they can just like they did for Paula, they can take the crack and, you know, smash it up
prop
and put it into the Coke cup. It's all good.
Allegedly. Prop her up there.
Allegedly.
Well, I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see her. Hopefully she loosens up and she's not as nervous looking on camera as she does, as she looks, you know, on the pictures. Because it's hilarious. Oh, and then my last story is, okay, you guys know Usher, right? The singer?
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah.
Super hot, right? Well, you know, he's going through the divorce with the crazy ex-wife.
Ooh, that bit of crazy.
Yeah, well, hold up. I have to question his sanity because he's 33. She's 41. This chick has, like, she has, like, 3 or 4 kids, and then he marries her and has, like, 2 more kids. So she got, like, a boatload of kids, and I don't know. I just never understood the relationship. Well, needless to say, she's living in their old house, and supposedly what I had heard is that he's trying to sell the house, but he has every right to, because in the divorce settlement, he has every right to sell the house. He's just supposed to give her 60-day notice. But she's, like, crying and going crazy because she knows the house is on the market, and she's like, he's not giving me 60 days. This bitch is about to be homeless, y'all. He's going to sell that house.
I'm sure she got some child support.
I'm sure. And that's my thing. Like, why are you holding on for dear life? Move out of the house. You know she got child support. You know she got a hefty settlement.
Go get a fucking house you can afford.
No. Atlanta, you can have a mansion and, like, not have to worry. Like, I just think it's stupid. But
yeah,
maybe it's karma, you know, because she supposedly put him through a lot of stuff. So, yeah, so we'll see. I'll keep track on her homelessness status. But hopefully he doesn't. Hopefully he keeps it classy. But it's divorced anyway, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, that's the end of my throwdown. I just wanted to gossip a little bit.
Well, we definitely love it, and we leave every week. So good. So good. You like that little bit of a stinger that we got going on at the end? It's our licensed music.
I do. I like the fact we're not going to get in trouble for it.
No, we're not. We're good. We're legit now, folks. It's a real radio show. Who knew?
In trouble for with just you.
I know, right?
And your accusations.
My alleged accusations of allegedness. That's what we'll call them.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Couple of things I want to remind our folks about there out there listening. Tomorrow night, of course, is Friday, the Fun Friday and a Half show. Ethan will be here with the top 10 list. If you have not done so already, we're looking for a list of the people that you would want to be sitting next to as the Southwest airline goes down, or any airline for that matter. It doesn't have to be Southwest. Who would you want next to? You heard my answer at the top of the show on Monday. I want Jeff on one side of me. Or no, Jeff is on one side, and then on the other side of Jeff we got Swigs, and we're going to cling onto him because he's like a big buoy. He just bobs up and down like a bobber on a fishing pole.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm going to pop your fucking bubble.
Kick his ass, buoy. Jeff. That's all I got to say.
So,
kick that in.
Get those responses over to top10@unscriptedradio.com. You can also email them that address or tweet them to Ethan. And we'll have that at the top of the show. Also, tomorrow night, guys, we're doing Listener's Choice, right? Or, you know, Listener's Choice on tomorrow night's show. So what we're going to do is, as part of one of our segments, that we're going to have you guys in the chat room. This is your homework, so I hope you're all listening and hanging on my every word. We're going to do a segment where you in the chat room are going to tell us what you want to talk about, and we are going to have to be completely unscripted and talk about that. It's going to be unprepared and off the hook. It's either going to go really well or really bad. We'll find out tomorrow night. So start thinking. Get your thinking caps out there. You know that we love to talk about sex, penises, vaginas, John Travolta,
no.
Lindsay Lohan, crack dealers, drug dealers, whores, Jeff's mom, my mom.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Joe's alleged straight friends. You name it. We'll do it. We'll do it.
Wow. Wowzer. He's on one tonight. Any Jeff? Like,
I am.
You're an asshole. That motherfucker's fresh.
I forgot to mention in my Thursday throwdown that Grow Up Already, the short version of the sizzle reel, is now on Facebook. You can go watch it. I posted it on the Unscripted Radio site, so very exciting. And I've got like so many people emailing me today. We're getting really good responses. Thanks, guys.
Yes.
Thank you for all your support. I know, it's like so cool, and everyone's like so excited, and, you know, what can I do to help? Well, you know what you can do to help. You can support us by liking the Grow Up Already Facebook fan page, and we'll keep you posted.
Absolutely.
Well, you're
going
to be rich soon, you know that?
From your mouth to God's ears.
Yes, and then I will donate all of my money to PETA to help protect Izzy from her psychopath owner, Jeffrey. But, you know, otherwise you can help us.
Protect her because she'd be bad. She's doing bad things, so she deserves to get spanked. I don't like a dog to tear shit up. I'm just saying.
Tearing up my heart to be with you. And when we are apart. I'm not. All right, so. Should not be allowed to sing. All right, let's jump into tonight's soccer. Fresh out of New York, in a controversial decision that is already sparkling debate around the country, the New York Court of Appeals ruled on Tuesday that viewing child pornography online is not a crime. So here's the little backlog about this. Apparently there was a Marist College professor, James D. Kent. He was sentenced to prison in August 2009 after more than 100 images of child pornography were found on his computer's cache. All right, so basically, you know, I know most of our listeners are nerds, so I don't really need to explain this, but the cache occurs when you look at an image and your computer stores that image in sort of like, you know, some sort of back file or something like that. But anyway, the court ended up ruling that he was, I guess, falsely accused or, you know, it came down that in this particular instance, the computer's image cache is not the same thing as actively choosing to download or save an image. So just because he happened to view it in its standing alone instance in this case, that he didn't maybe mean to view it or he might have been doing research or something along those lines. What do you guys think about this? Is it a bunch of BS or do they have a point here?
It's bullshit because you can look at my computer and there ain't going to be no child nothing on it. There's no reason for that to even be up there unless you have an intention to look at it. Like, who surfs the web looking for child pornography? Child pornographers?
Okay, you've never maybe Googled allegedly, supposedly at one time or another, Justin Bieber shirtless?
No, because Justin Bieber is not my type. I mean, but that's the thing. Like, I mean, what exactly was he Googling, or what did they find? Like, what were some of the things? Did they list them?
Let's see here. Let me just scan the article quickly. You know, it doesn't say what they found. It just says 100 images of child pornography were found on his computer's image cache.
Okay. But this is the thing. Over 100. That's not an accident. That's not I was searching the web for Justin Bieber shirtless. That's not that. I mean, I think what they found was a lot deeper than, you know, something so innocent.
Right, right. Well, you know, I was gonna Google the court definition of child pornography, but then it occurred to me if I paste that into a Google page, something may come up and I may go to jail. So,
right.
Scotty, would you do that for me?
That's so wrong.
Send the producer to jail.
Scotty, can you look at the child porn site just for research for me?
Yeah. It's okay. They know what we're doing. But yeah,
man,
Aaron, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. Like 100 images? Come on.
Come on. 100 images?
You know, I mean,
then maybe, okay, maybe you stumbled on something that you shouldn't have stumbled on.
I mean,
who found a loophole. He found a way out of it. That's it. He just had a good lawyer.
That's true. I mean, that's like saying that Jeff accidentally Googled 100 images of apple pie, you know? I mean, come on.
Jeffrey, are you going to beat him? When are you beating him? That's all I need to know.
He's sneaking and watching Grey's Anatomy. He's not even
listening. He's watching Grey's Anatomy. He better stop it. Jeffrey, he's watching Grey's Anatomy. People, you'll see the level of commitment to this show. Here we are, Mike and I, you know, dedicating our lives, and look at what Jeffrey's doing. He's nowhere to be found. He snuck away.
Either that or he's taking a leak and muted his phone. One or the other.
Who's watching Grey's Anatomy?
Oh, my God. It was muted. I've been sitting here screaming at you two. Like, you've been fucking ignoring me. And I must... the ignore button with
my
friend.
Grey's Anatomy sneaker.
No. What happened with Lil Shan has actually been texting me, don't fucking watch it without me. So I've been texting her, like, we'll come over at, when the show's done and we'll watch it. She's like, are you fucking kidding? I have to get up in the morning. Bitch, you act like you got to get up at 5 a.m. We talking about 11 o'clock at night. You don't have to get up till 7:30. Like, are you kidding? Yeah, she lives 2 minutes down the road. Like, you whining ass.
What happened was,
is I was trying to find something about the John Travolta, and I ended up on Perez Hilton, which made me think of unratedperez.com, where you could go and find, like, all the nudie celebrity website or photos, you know, like Chris Brown, how his, you know, he tweeted the picture of his Johnson or whatever, how it got released and all that kind of stuff. Well, that website all of a sudden no longer works, and I'm like, oh, is it because he took a new, you know, took over a new leaf and it's going to be a good boy? Because I'm like, this could be a little scandalous. But I'm trying to find out what happened to it. And I can't find nothing. It's just disappeared into oblivion. And he's not saying shit. And I'm just kind of wondering.
Well, you know, he said he wanted to turn over a new leaf. He wanted to be more, you know, he didn't want to be mean. And he wanted to be more, like, he's trying to be more news. You know, even though it's gossip news, it's more, you know, credible. So.
Look, Perez Hilton is about as credible as the Mirror over in London. Are you kidding me? Like,
he's usually right. But here's the thing. So, well, it's crazy. I called Katrina today because I had a dream about Perez Hilton the other night. It was nothing special. You know, it was just like whatever. Like, he was there. Like, we were friends, you know? And, like, I was going to hang out with him. It was just fucking weird. But, and then today I'm, like, watching Glee during nap time, and he's on it with Lindsay Lohan. Like, and they're sitting next to each other, and I'm like, what the fuck? Is it the Twilight Zone? Like, he hates this bitch. He's trashed her. And, like, how desperate is she for money that she get paid to go on a show and sit next to him?
Wow.
That's funny, actually.
He's like, I'm just getting my check. I don't know what she's talking about. I got rent to pay.
Yeah, she needs to pay off those new teeth.
That gave me, you know, a message from whatever the powers that be that Perez and I are going to end up friends, and I'm not really sure how I feel about that at the moment. As long as we get great coverage on his website, I'm okay with it, I guess.
Yeah. He seems like he's a nice person. Most of the time he's going off on people that everyone's going off on.
Right. Well, I miss the day, like, I don't actually really go to his website anymore. Because I miss when he used to draw, like, you know, dicks on people's faces and the cum all over the place. Like, it's not really fun for me anymore. What?
That's hilarious. You like him when
he's
mean.
Come on, tell me you didn't, like, think that shit was funny.
I've never really gone on his site. Like, I wasn't, like, I didn't really know him that well.
Well, I don't know him either, but that don't mean I'm, like, not... Well, I don't go on it no more, but I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I just kind of, like, saw a couple things he did, and I thought he was being really mean, you know, so I was like, eh. So, that's funny. Well, here, I mean, I don't know. I just think that maybe he turned over a new leaf. I think that's what it is. But I think it's hilarious that you're right. You know, Lindsay Lohan, she needs money, so she's like, I'm going to sit next to my arch enemy.
Yeah, I'm going to actually have to go back and watch that show. That's kind of funny. Glee must have been desperate for ratings in order to have her on there.
I know, they're really good. But you know what? This is the thing. People want to see the train wreck. So that's what she brings,
well,
you know?
Well, she, like, acted a little bit as her. You know, she was playing herself on the show. And she was kind of bad at it.
Wait.
It wasn't even good. Like, she sucked. Like, Perez was better. And Whoopi Goldberg actually has guest starred, I think this was the second or third episode she was in, too. And I'm just like, I just could not, like, her face was, Lindsay Lohan's face was kind of weird. And, like, it just... It wasn't good.
And you know what it is? Her face is weird because she's like, you know when a person gets off a drug, like they got that pussy face and their body is like, it's like your body's decaying right in front of you, like her teeth, you know, her teeth rotted up. I mean, she's coming out of her body. That's probably why she looks like that. I'm so glad you find it amusing.
Well, no, that's just between the two of you, you guys are just throwing poor Lindsay under the bus. I mean, I got Jeff over here saying, she's a terrible actor. She can't even act as herself. And then Karen's saying she's just sitting there on HDTV decaying before our eyes.
No, but did you see the time lapse? Like, they did a time lapse of her as a child actor, and they were showing pictures, and they, like, you know how they make it move really fast, and it shows all these pictures of her. And, I mean, she's aged. She's aged so much in the last, like, 5 years. Like, it's scary. Like, it's like, ooh. Like, it was bad. Like, it's bad. And the only way you age and look like that, you look so hard, is if you're doing something to destroy yourself. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's the truth. I mean, your body is, I mean, I hate to be like one of those folks, but your body really is a temple. What you put in is what you're going to
get. For the love. Maybe you should stop putting your fucking dildo up your ass then.
Look, that is surgical grade silicone, and as long as I keep it clean, I'm not going to have any risk of getting any tapeworms in my brain from getting the feces, which reminds me.
It's like that dilator for the trannies. I still can't get over that Dr. Oz basically pulled out a dildo on his show and was like, this is a dilator they have to use 3 times a day in the beginning to keep their vagina open. I'm like, oh, my God, kids are watching this show.
Did you guys see those pictures? Like, he's in this new magazine, and he's talking about pasta and how pasta is good for you, like certain kinds of pastas. And in the picture, it's all over the web, he's got the biggest schlong in his pants. And everybody's
what?
Like, woo, yes.
Is it real? Like, or was it Photoshop kind of thing?
It's real. It's just the way that the camera, I don't know if it was the way he was standing or he was happy about the pasta. Look it up on TMZ. Look it up. It's right there. Like, it's in the magazine, and they're like, they're shocked that the magazine didn't catch it because it's like, you know, he's packing some heat.
I cannot believe you just said he was happy about the pasta. That must have been one hell of a thought he was making.
Okay, I just Googled Dr. Oz. I just Googled Dr. Oz dick. Can I just tell you some of the things that just popped up? What you know, the penis, part one, Dr. Oz. Asking Dr. Oz, sex edition, lubrication and the penis size. Life cycle of the penis, part one, the Dr. Oz show. I think this man's got a thing for the penis. Dr. Oz says a man's penis will grow 1 inch for every 35 pounds lost. Which
ew.
Is true. Just
I saw the photo. That's gross. Ooh.
Dr. Oz's penis test for male menopause.
All you have to put is Dr. Oz penis pasta. And it'll
look, I just Googled TMZ Dr. Oz, and it's the photo from the magazine where he's got a bowl of pasta. He's bringing a big old spoonful up to his mouth. He's sniffing it, and dude looks like his man junk is going to tear through those khakis he's wearing.
Okay, did you see what the title is, Mike? I Googled Dr. Oz penis pasta, and it says, for TMZ, Dr. Oz, what's up with your noodle, TMZ Dutch? We really got to get in touch with TMZ. I love these motherfuckers.
They keep it funny. Like, that's why people don't get mad at them the way that they should, is because they keep it funny. Like, what's up with your noodle? Wait, do you see the picture? Like,
holy shit! He's got himself a donkey. Well, you know, he looks like the type of guy that would have a big dick, you know, because it's always the ones like that that have got the big dicks.
Oh gosh! You know, well, really, real quick though. I mean, because I know we're just about 5 minutes, but you know, Jeff has a way of somehow knowing what guys have a big dick and what guys have a little dick. Because
it's true, it's a gift. It's a God-given gift.
He used to tell me in middle school that he would picture our sixth grade science teacher naked, and he knew that he had a big schlong. I'm like, what? Why are you just picturing
our science teacher?
Yes.
No, he didn't, because I found out in when we went to Darien Lake that time, and they didn't have the things in between the urinals, and I went and looked.
What? What?
You know, like the walls between the urinals, like it was just urinal, 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 and there was no barrier in between. So I followed him into the bathroom and I went and took a peek. I wasn't impressed.
Dom, isn't that a violation?
No.
You're a peeping
you
Tom.
Can
you're tell. A peeping penis Tom.
Well, look, okay, but we had this thing at the nightclub where we would get all the guys to show us their penis. And it's just something you can tell, you know, by the build of a guy, the shape of a guy. Like, I don't really know how to explain it, but you can tell, you know, what the size of their junk is.
What's one of the giveaways that it's not so great?
I can tell, like, by hairline, like, the face structure, their fingers. Like, you can just tell. Like, it reveals, well, I know we got the doorbell. Hello? Who is
that?
Who's at the door?
Gee, I wonder who it might be.
Oh, it's the Angry Midget. She never comes on the show.
This is a first.
I know, and the one time she calls, Katrina's not here.
Oh, she got a text from Katrina last night.
She what?
I did what?
You got a text from Katrina last night.
Oh, I did, while I was sleeping. That was a wonderful thing to wake up to. Really.
Oh, that's good.
I'll have good dreams tonight, that's for sure. So I have to tell you, Jeffrey, that picture I took of you this afternoon is probably going to end up somewhere either on Facebook or the Unscripted Radio website.
I'm
just
going to
warn
you
right now.
Oh, Midget, you got to text me that photo. Midget, you got to text it. Send me that photo.
They took a photo of my ass crack.
the plumber
butt.
Do you
have it out for everyone to see? The famous
plumber
butt?
But Jeff and I had a conversation earlier today at his house about the fact that Katrina, I now had Katrina's number that I could text her, and he said that I could text her random funny pictures all the time if I wanted to. So
oh,
I said,
she's
you know,
love
that. I'll just get a picture of him bending over, get a picture of his ass crack, and send it to her. So I did.
You know. Great. When are you posting it? We just need to know. Inquiry minds need to know.
Say that
really
again?
Bad.
When are you posting it? I mean, is it online now? Because I have to see it.
Oh, no, I'm not posting it. Katrina is.
Oh, yeah. She'll post it. And, you know, definitely demand her. He loves her.
I have to say, though, so, look, you know, it's our year anniversary coming up, and Midge never comes on the air with us, but I've been doing some digging, and I went back to our very first test shows, and Midge was actually on the show quite frequently, and she was quite the bitch about it, so I can't wait to play those clips for everybody on our year anniversary.
Get the fuck out of here. You ain't going to do that.
And go ahead, let that ass crack photo of me go up, bitch. I'm posting the picture of your tits everywhere.
You don't want a picture of my tits. Then again, you might.
I think
and
I have
would
a
just
picture
like
of
to say, I made wall art out of her breasts, guys. You know, because it's just so fun to have little midget boobies. They're just so little. It's like a little handful of fun. So when we were building a certain restaurant, which I will remain nameless because I don't want to be sued by my friend that owns the business, we were in our Big Shan's office, and we were, like, painting everything. So I...
Yes, everything, literally.
I flipped her shirt up, and I freaking did the roller over her tits, and then I slammed her up against the wall. And, like, 10 years later, her tit prints are still on that wall, and they built a frame around them.
Yes, they did.
Aw, that's great.
This is a true story.
Yes.
Well, I think I was skinny back then, so they were probably smaller.
Oh, my gosh.
Not like a little midget kids to end the Thursday show.
Exactly.
I know.
Oh,
finally,
my gosh.
And hopefully she'll call back when Katrina's here, because I'm sure it would be a blast.
9:59, I'm starting Grey's Anatomy, bitch. You're going to miss it.
Oh, I guess I'll tomorrow.
Just take a little time to enjoy the radio, bitches.
Absolutely. Good night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Check out unscriptedradio.com/donate. You can help us continue to make Unscripted reality a dream. Your donations are always appreciated.
Grey's Anatomy, here I come.
You fucking know people?
That we do. Damn, this song is too long.